Okay, we're in Parak Hay in Hilchos Shavuos, and we're continuing with getting a better understanding of when is something Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Sheker. And again, the Rambam's going to go through all sorts of interesting cases that really emphasize the specificity required for Shavuot to either be a false one or not. The Lacha Aleph, he says, Misha Nishba Shazarek Ishtoni Tzor Liyam Behu Lozarek. Let's say someone makes a Shavuot and says that, let's say, Ruvain threw that rock into the ocean, and he didn't do it. Oh, shalos zarak v'zarak, or the opposite. Hareze chayev b'shvuas bitoy. This would be a shvuas bitoy. It's a false shvua. And there's a shvuas bitoy, it's a false shvua. Thou fi she'eno b'lahava, right? And even though, technically speaking, there's no way, of taking such a shvua about the future, right? Sh'harei eno yachol ishaveya, sh'yizrok, v'shal yizrok, ishponei. How could he possibly make a shvua about what Reuben's going to do? It's impossible. He doesn't have that information. Anytime a person makes a shvua about other people that they'll either do something or not, even if it's kids or his wife, he would not be chayv shvuas bitui over there. Because he has no power over the person, so to speak, doing the action. He doesn't know what they're going to do, whether they're going to do it or not do it. However, we do give him rabbinical malchus. So since there's an inability for the shvua to ever be kept, so you're leading you down the road to the idea of a shvua shah. So while you're getting out in the technicality, ultimately that's the problem that's emerging. But one second, why not say the person made a shvua shah over there? In other words, in that situation, I said Reuven would throw the stone, and he did. Because it is possible that other people will hear him take the shvua and then do it. And therefore, let's say he made a shvua, for that someone else to do something, and other people heard it. And then other people warn him at the time that he makes a shvua. Because of this type of shvua, it's a hasra safek. It's a safek, it's a doubt about the warning. And in any case, situation of a safek by hasra, she'en lokin aleh. Elim kin haya love shibo mefurish betara. It's only where we have a clear, explicit issue in the Torah, k'mo shisparav l'chos ha'nedrin. Vein osan acherem niskakon l'kaim dav rezeh ha'nishba, right? And the people who heard, right, they don't need to follow the Shua, right? Ela imkin anu amen k'mo shvi'anu, only if they answered amen. So again, because the people heard it, and if people actually heard the Shua taking place, and there was a situation of Hasra, since the Hasra is besafek, that's why he escapes getting malchus. Alach ha'gimel, however, vim kaimu dvarav. But if they went ahead and actually fulfilled the Shua, it's interesting. Harei elu mishubachim. They are actually deserving a praise. You'll hear gilu lahotzi shvua l'shav. Because this way, they make sure that people don't get into the habit of making a shvua l'shav. So by hearing it and accepting it, they're actually doing a service, so to speak, to the institution of Shua. Alach adalad. Now the medzvar amurim, kishin nishbal davar shena b'shusa. All this applies to situations where he makes a shvua about something that is not literally in his rishos, in his domain. Kagon, shenishba Reuven al Shimon, shlo yelech b'schora, o shlo yochol batzach yotze b'zeh. For instance, Reuven makes a shvua that Shimon will not go ahead and, let's say, eat that hamburger. Aval im nishba Reuven shlo yichna Shimon b'veso, v'shlo yehaneb b'nechasov. Let's say Reuven makes a shvua and says that Shimon will not enter into my house, right? And not benefit from what it called from my belongings. Okay, the avar Shimon v'nechlas the base of Reuven, and Shimon, let's say, walks into Reuven's house v'nehem v'nechlasav shlomi das Reuven. In such a situation, again, Reuven makes a shua that Shimon will not go into his house, and Shimon does. Reuven pater, right? Why is Reuven pater? Shrehu honest. Okay, he's honest. Now here's the interesting part: the Shimon chayev. Why is Shimon chayev? She avar davar ha'asu lo lasoso, because he was not allowed to go ahead into the house. Because Reuven only made a shvua about stuff that's within his rishus. And this would apply to other cases as well. So again, we're seeing some interesting consequences to how shvua can affect other people. Let's say a guy makes a shvua and says, shvua shlo ochal, v'achal ochlin she'inan ruin la'achila, v'shasa mashkim she'inan ruin l'shasiyah. Another interesting case. Guy makes a shvua that he won't eat things that can't be eaten. Okay, for instance, he makes a shvua, we'll take an extreme case, to not eat dirt. And he eats the dirt. Okay? He's pater. Achol, now, that's things that are not edible. What about achol dvarim asur min haTorah b'achila? What if he ate things that are asur to eat midaraisa? Let's say from the Torah, midaraisa. Okay. So again, he says he says he's not going to eat those things, and he eats them. He's potter from shvuas bitoy. Shvuas ochal the achal ochlin shen ruin lachila, but shasa machin shen ruin lachila. Osha achal on the velos to treifos chilos to pen. Potter from shvuas bitoy. So in the second case, let's say he takes a shvua that he will that he will eat. Okay. And he eats things that either are in a royal achila, are not like dirt, or eats things that are not kosher. Again, patur mishvuas bitoy. Why? Shere yotze de achila me'acha shein chashuv and etzlo achlasan shma achila. Okay, so because since these things are now chashuv, if he says I'm gonna eat them, okay, he went ahead and he fulfilled the shvuah by eating those things that aren't royal achila. He fulfilled the shvuah, even though it's let's say us should eat those things, right? And therefore, since that's the case, he made the dirt, so to speak, turn into an actual food. So his shvuah turned that which is inedible to being edible. Alach avav. Now shvuah shlo achalti. Okay, let's say a guy makes a shvuah that I didn't eat. Okay, in the past, v'hu achal dvarim she'in ruin lachila avel shreifos. And let's say he happened to have eaten in the past either thing like dirt or let's say the vela, right? Chayev. Why? She'achilason shma achila. So retroactively, so to speak, we say that these things acquired the shame ochal because he ate them. But let's say he makes a shvua to the future. Okay, for instance, he says, "I'm not going to eat the nikra v'achlan in achilik moshviyano." In such a case, let's say he obviously, this is a bizarre situation. He ended up eating them. It's not considered achila as explained before. Okay, that's the difference between if he made a shvua that he's going to eat versus that he ate or not eat. Allah Hazan. Now, Shavuah Shalom Ochal Kol Shehum in the Veil of Trefos. Let's say Mishnah Shavuah saying, I'm not going to eat the tiniest amount of the Vela, and then V'achal Pachos Mikazayas, and he eats less than the Kazayas. Chay Vishvuah. Why? Shere Inu Mushba Chatishir Mar Sinai. The reason why he is, he's Chayiv in the Shavuah, meaning that he made a Shavuah Shav, is because he made a shvua that, on something that shvua doesn't apply to, which is chatzishir. Allah chas. Now shvua she'ochal pachos mikazayis tebeil ha'treifa, chai v'shvua z'bitzoi. So when the person says he's taking a shvua that he's going to eat less than the kazayis and the veila, he's automatically chai v'shvua z'bitzoi. Shvua shelo ochal, if he makes a shvua shelo ochal afer, chiyotze bo b'dvarim sh'inru l'achila, imach kazayis chayiv. If he makes a shvua that he will not eat dirt, okay, or things that things that he can't be eaten, if he eats a kazayis of that, he's chayiv. Achal pachas mikazayis, but let's say he eats less than a kazayis of the dirt. Hareis a suffik. Why? Shema yischayiv b'kol shu. Why? Maybe you would think he's chayiv for the tiniest amount. Meishen ze darko la'achila kedei latzricho shir. Because since these substances are never eaten, no one eats dirt, therefore the idea of requiring an actual shir wouldn't apply to them. Just because he's relating to them as an ochal doesn't mean that by definition the substance itself acquires the same ochal, and therefore be subject to shiur. Alakates v'chein hanishba shelo leachol chartzon. Okay, let's say the guy says he won't eat grape seeds. Chartzonim is from nazirus. He won't eat seeds from grapes. V'achol meno pachos mechazayis and eats less than chazayis. He raises a suffik. Why? He raises a suffik. Hayah hanishba nazir shu asur chartzon bechazayis. Now let's say the person making the shvua was a nazir. We'll see this in this section of the Rambam in Hafla, right, where Nazir is not allowed to eat even grape seeds, and he eats bikazayis, achmeno pachos bikazayis, and he eats less than bikazayis, eno chayev b'shvuas bitoy. He would not be chayev in shvuas bitoy. Why? Sharei ein daitu b'shvuas elo al kazayis who mushbala. Because his shvua, his das, when he made the shvua, was on the kazayis amount of that which he's making the shvua on. Vein shvua chalala. But the shvua can't take effect on it because of his status of being a Nazir. That's why if he said, I'm making a shvua, then I won't even eat one chartzon. Then in that case, if he ate one, he will be chayv insofar as the shvua is concerned. Now, shvua shelo ochal tamarim unavail to trefos. We've seen this kind of case before of combining together. Guy makes a shvua that he won't have dates and the vela. Velchol kazayis the vela trefa, but he only has a kazayis and the vela. Chayev, af mishum shvua spitoi. Why? Sharei kolod dvarim arsurim in dvarim mutarim. Because the dates can combine together with nevela. When we talk shechal shvua al tamarim, and now that the shvua is chal on the tamarim, then it can also extend over chal al tamarim ar yisurim. Even though normally it shouldn't apply to nevela, it will carry over to nevela like he explained previously. Halacha Yud Aleph. Now, aval im nishbash al yochal nevela trefa. Let's say a shvu is that he won't consume nevela. Uchiyotzumen. Bein achal bein loachal. Whether he eats it or doesn't eat it. Inkan chiyah shvua kla. Lo shvuos bitzoi. Lo shvuos shah. But as we said before, there's no chiyah whatsoever by the shvua. Either shvuos bitzoi or shvuos shah. Because, what it called? It's something that's already asr. So the shvua really has no meaning. Halacha Yud Beis. Now, nishba sheyochal nevela treifa. Let's say he makes a shvua that he will eat nevela. Uchiyotzumen b'siuri tara. Then I raise a lokum mishun shvua shav. Then he would get makas for shvua shav bein achal bein lo achal. It doesn't matter if he eats it or not eats it. He took a shvua in vain because it's also for him to have the vela. Okay, lachiyu gimel. Now shvua sheochal kikar zu shvua shelo ochlena hashniya. Okay, so what's the case? Guy makes a shvua that he's going to eat this loaf of bread, right? And what he's also making a shvua that he will not eat it. Okay, I know it's a strange case. Okay, again, there's two shvuas here. One shvua is he's going to eat it. The second one is he's not. Hashaniya shvua shav, right? So the second shvua is a shvua shav. Why is it in vain? Shrei mitzvah love la ochla, because after the first shvua leaves his mouth, he must eat it. The lokal shvua shaniya, bein ochla bein lo ochla. So regardless, he's going to get malchus because of the second shvua. It doesn't matter if he ate it or not. Bein lo ochla, and if he didn't eat the loaf, then chayiv after shvua bitzoi. Then he's chayiv by shvua bitzoi as well, because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, so to speak, of eating the loaf as the first shvua demanded of him. Lach yadal. Now shvua shalo ochal kikar zu shvua shalchana. Let's say a person makes a shvua that he will not eat again. He will not eat this loaf of bread and and then he will eat it. Hashniya shvua shav shreizu asura love laochla. So again, the second shvua now is shvua shav because he can't eat it. The loki al shvua shniya zu bein achla bein ochla. Just like before, he's chayiv makos whether he eats it or not. Bein achla and if he eats it, loki al mishum shvua bitzoi and he'll get makos even for shvua bitzoi. V'chein kol nishba lo. And here's the key. Anytime a person makes a shvua to mivavatel a mitzvah, the lo bitel, and he doesn't mivatel it, part of mishvuas bitoy, so he's off the hook for the shvuas bitoy part. However, the lokim mishvuas shvua shav, but he is chayev an onesh for taking a shvua in vain. Those are mitzvah shinshalavatala, and therefore he does the mitzvah that he swore upon to not do. Okay, he does the mitzvah. He should go ahead and do the mitzvah, even though he was nishba not to do the mitzvah. Halacha tesva. So what's the case? Okay, finally. Ketzah. So let's say a guy says, I am not going to wear tefillin. Or he makes a shvua that he's not going to testify for his friend. Shani yoda. In such a case, hareza loka mishum shvua shah. So let's deal with a simpler case. If he says, I'm not going to wear tefillin, that's a shvua shah. Mishum mitzvah lahayid. Right, in the testimony case, because it's a mitzvah to give testimony. In the tefillin case, it's a mitzvah when I'm tefillin. Let's say a guy makes a shvua to someone else that I will never know any testimony concerning you. Again, I raise you shvua shav. Why? Because how could a person say, I'll never testify for you? I'll never have testimony to testify about you. How's he going to know such a thing? And every case like this one. Now, nishba lekayim is a mitzvah. Let's say he makes a shvua to fulfill a mitzvah, the lokiyim, it does not. What's interesting is, pata mishum shvuos bitoy. He would not be on the hook for a shvuos bitoy. So what's the case? Ketzah. Kigon shenishba sheyaseh lulav o sukkah o sheyitein tzedaka la'ani o sheyei lo im yoda lo edus v'lo asa lo nasam lo ed. Let's just take the tzedaka case. He says, he makes a shvua that he will give tzedaka to a poor person. Okay? That's his shvua. Hareza pater, he doesn't do it. Doesn't get the tzedakah. Hareza pater mishum shvuos bitoy. He will be pater from shvuos bitoy. Why? She'ein shvuos bitoy chala ela al divrei rehershus. Shvuos bitoy only can take hold on something that's optional. She'im ratzah la'asos v'im lo ratzah in osa. Something optional. If he wants to, he does it. If not, he doesn't. She'nemra l'hara lo yitiv. L'vikach kol nishba l'hara l'achirim. Right? Anyone who makes a shvua to hurt someone else, pater mishvuos bitoy. Right? Kagon. She'nishba she'yake esponi. Like he makes a shvua that I'm going to beat that other guy. Or you call leno, you some mamono, or like steal from him, or you surrender beyond anus. Neshu mitzvah shalolasos, mitzvah shalolasos. Because there's a tzivoy not to do these things, he's patur b'shvuah bitoy. There's no reality of the shvuah. V'yirali shulokim shum shvuah shah. And the Rambam goes further to say, not only is he patur from shvuah bitoy, but he should be on the hook for shvuah shav, taking a shvuah in vain. Lach yitzayin. Nishba lahara la'atzmo. This is important. Let's say the guy makes a shvuah to hurt himself. Like takes a shvua, then he's going to chop off his own arm. Afa pisha in a rashai. It's interesting. Even though he's not allowed to do that, the shvua schal, shvua chala alav. Vim lo harola atzmo chayim mishum shvua zbitoy. And if he doesn't chop off his arm, he's actually on the hook for shvua zbitoy. Now nishba lehetiv lacherim hatava shabiyado latsosa. That's interesting. Let's say you make a shvua that you're going to help someone else or something. Okay, could go and she dabra lo l'shulton. Like you're gonna put a good word in with the president. Ol yichabdena shvua chalalav. The shvua would attach itself to him. Vim avra b'lo'asa. And if he doesn't put in that good word with the president, chayim mishum shvua zbitoy. He will be over the shvua zbitoy. Lachir ches. Now let's say a guy makes a shvua nishva shalom yochom matzah shana shnasayim. Interesting quirk. He says he's gonna make a shvua not to have matzah for a year. Now, this is how far shvua can go. Hareza aser lechol matzah belele hapesach. Because of the shvua, he cannot eat matzah on Pesach night. V'machol chay mishum shvua zbitoy. And if he did, he would over the shvua zbitoy. Vein's a shvua shav. Why isn't this a shvua shav? Why don't we say it's a shvua in vain? Because he's chay the matzah. Sharei lo nishba shlo yocha matzah b'leila pesach. He didn't say, I won't eat matzah on leil pesach, on the Seder. Ela kol itim, okay? Shachilas matzah behem rishos. Im eis shachilas bo mitzvah. So what did he do? He said a year. And during that year period of time, there's most of the time, in fact, 364 days of the year, he's not chayv matzah. It's rishos. And we talk shachala shvua shar yamim. Now, since the shvua can attach itself to all 364 days except for Pesach, what happens? Chala al Leil Pesach as well. It joins together with Leil Pesach. V'chein chol chiyotze bazeh. You go on, shenishba shol yeshem etzel sukkah l'olam. Like a guy says, I'm never going to sit in the shade of a sukkah, right? Because remember, a sukkah only has a reality on sukkahs itself. He's saying, I'll never sit in that hut. O shalo yalala beged shana shasayim. Or he won't wear a piece of clothing, i.e. tzitzis, right? For a year or so. If he says that, he'll be getting out of doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay, lach yotes. Not that it's praiseworthy or anything. Lach yotes. Nishba sheniach tefillin hayom o lo hiniach. Let's say he makes a shvua that either he'll put on tefillin today or he won't. Shenitzate if it's tzitzis o lo. Nisate that he will put on tzitzis or not. Harez shvua zbitoy lishavar. That is a shvua zbitoy for that which happened in the past. Shazim magid dama shenaseh. Right? Because what's it doing? He's not describing something that happened already. And he's not making a shvua about whether or not he will fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? He's saying whether or not he'll put on tefillin. Now, nishba shalo yishan shloshash yamim. We've seen this before. This guy makes a shvua and says, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, which we saw earlier on in Perek Aleph. Such a shvua doesn't really, can't happen, right? Because there's no way he can stay away for 3 days. O shalo yochal kum shivas yamim, where he says, I won't eat for 7 days. Zichliotza bezer. Shehi shvua shav. This is shvua shav. Ein omrim yor ze achi star of yitzom achi star. Relo yevet koch lisbol. So this is what we don't say. We don't say, you know what? Make the person stay awake for as long as possible until he's unable to keep the shvua, or let him fast for as long as possible until he's passes out and has to eat, and then ba'achav yokol yoshin. Ella, what do we do instead? Makin oso. We give him makus miyad. Mishum shvua shav. We don't wait for him to test out the ability to keep the shvua. And then he can eat and obviously eat and sleep whenever he wants. Point is, if a guy makes this kind of shvua, we don't say, the guy can't say, you know what, I want to avoid makos, let me try and play out the shvua. We don't let him go down that road. And nishva shira gamal porech bavir. Okay, this is an interesting case. The guy comes along and says, he makes a shvua and says, I saw a camel flying in the sky. Amrulo, so we say to him, heyach nishva l'shav, right? So they say, what do we say? Then we say, What kind of shvua is that? Okay, Bamar. No. Of gadol reis, he saw a very large bird. Umegadlo krusiv gama. Right, and because it's so big, I called it a camel. The kachay abedaiti, and that's what I was thinking about all the time. Ein zeklum. What came out of his mouth has no reality in the world of shvua. Shein kol adam korn gama. Right, because when people mention the name camel, el the gama, it's the intention is for a camel. Butler daito itzakol adam. And we go by what people mean by this. People don't refer to a large bird in the sky as an animal, as a camel. Therefore, v'loka v'chenkoliyotu b'zeh. That's why he would get makas. And finally, halacha beis, another very interesting halacha. Davar yadua etzel chachamim ba'alei seichel umada. With this going back to Kiddush HaChodesh. We know it is well known among the sages and the wise people. Shashemesh gedolim in aretz me'ah v'shivim pamim. Okay, that the sun is 170 times bigger than the earth. Now, nishba echa min am, But let's say the average person comes along and meets a Shvuah saying, Shashemesh Gedola min Aretz, that the sun is bigger than the earth. In a lokem, Mishum Shvuah Shav, you would not get Malkus for Shvuah Shav. Why? Sha'af Bisha Dabar Kainhu, even though factually the sun is, according to them, 170 times bigger than the earth, Ain't Dabar Zed Giloi Viadua, Goli Viadua the Cholam. Not everyone knows about this. Okay, only what do you call it? The Chachamim. Elo Dole Chacham Vavad. He's only chayv in a shvua that is well known enough to at least three people. Okay, you go on ishu ish ve'even shu even, right? And it's known in a way where someone knows that the man is a man and the stone's a stone. If someone makes a shvua that the sun is smaller than the earth, because remember when we observe it, we would say that you wouldn't get makas. Even though it's wrong. Not everyone knows about this. Right? But this isn't like someone making a shvua that a man's a woman. Because you can only do the shvua, but you can't hold the guy liable if he's making a shvua for that which he sees with his eyes. The sun appears small to you when you look up. This applies to all areas of the calendar, of astronomy, of geometry. So in areas of expertise, right, when a person makes a shvua that's on something that's factually incorrect, but it is, it's only known to be correct by very few people, the guy won't be on the hook for the shvua. Okay, that's the end of Parak Hey. We'll pick up Parak Vav tomorrow.